Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, hello everyone. All right, it's been a long time. I think almost a month or two since the last show. My name is Alicia, if anyone doesn't know. Want to make this clear, I'm not a therapist. I am a psychiatrist. I am just a regular Joe. Sharing some information or just talking about everyday lives that we go through. And hopefully someone's out there that is probably going through the same things that everybody goes through. And I'm just the one trying to talk about it and give you some insights or maybe uplift you. I want to introduce my co-host tonight, Kendra Miller.
Hi, everyone.
Kendra is my dear friend, and she is going to, I don't know, we're not going to say like girls talk, but we're going to just talk about the subject tonight of being hurt, of a breakup, or how breakups handle, or how we deal with it, because some of us probably are going through breakups right now, and we don't know how to feel, what to do, what's right, what's wrong, what's in our heart, what's logically, what, I don't know, so many different emotions. So what I want to start with is, I want to let you know, if you want to call in, the number is 563-999-3623. That's 563-999-3623. Or you could join us in the chat room anonymously so no one will know who you are. If you want to vent, ask us any questions, talk, we are welcome. You are welcome to do so. So we're going to talk about breakups. Kendra, you have any insights before we start?
Nothing specific except to remember that breakups are between two people. Each person has their side. And, you know, at some point, you know, yeah, sometimes it's the one person that's really causing the breakup. But, you know, when it's two people, there's always two sides. That's my insight.
I saw a post that says, when a man realizes that his woman is a teammate, not an opponent, that's when his life changes. Now, I'm not directing all this to men. I'm just talking in men general. Since I am a woman, I figure I talk about it. We all go through breakups, and I think a lot of us been through a lot of them. And I think our downfall these days is that, for me, I think that we're losing insight about us women are being so independent because guys are giving us the choice of not being relying on them anymore. It's like we have no choice but to move on and do what we need to do. I am going through a breakup right now, and Kendra knows I am, and it's been very, very difficult for me. And when I'm saying that is because I'm going to tell you why it's difficult for me, and Kendra, you could chime in when you're ready.
Okay.
Is, and Kendra knows this, is because usually when people break up, 9 out of 10, I think, or say 8 out of 10, we seem to have a rebound person, someone we could just rely on to get, you know, not think about the other person that we just broke up with. When you decide not to have a rebound person, and you're not used to having a rebound person, it's a little more harder for you to get over the breakup, even if you think the relationship was not the way you wanted it.
Can I insert here?
Yeah, go ahead.
One thing I'm thinking while you're saying that is that part of the reason that you don't have that rebound person to go to is because you were so invested in that relationship. And possibly, you know, a little too invested because it broke up. But
I'm going to say it's partial, but I think the other part is I've decided, because a lot of us, we don't decide. We just jump on to the next person just to get, not
right,
have that thought of the next person. But
right,
we can actually decide not to have a rebound. And I did decide not to, because I've been finding out a lot about when you do these type of things is you did not clear the bad relationship or the bad experience or whatever you went through. So you brought it on to the rebound person and you take that out on that person. So my whole concept this time was, I don't want to take this bad relationship into the next person because it didn't work out. And I'm not even going to say it's bad, because everybody's situation is different. And when we break up, does not mean, oh, you guys, what happened? What, he cheated on you, this and that. No, sometimes things just don't work out. And sometimes people just invest in a lot into someone, and the hurt of it mostly is because you invest so much and you expected to be a team, and that team end up being a me thing. And I think a lot of us in past relationships have, I've noticed, is that's what we do. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us don't see as a team and don't see that we lose that insight of helping each other out, because it's, oh, what can you give me? Or you can't give me this, so I'm going to go find somebody else that do, instead of working it out and trying to make sure we're okay. I think that's where I'm at with it. I mean, I have this voice that won't leave my head anymore in the last couple of months, and it's a very, very good voice, pleasant.
Sometimes it's a self-healing voice. And those things that I say to you sometimes are also for myself.
If anyone, I don't actually, a lot of you may not know, I have met Kendra at my job. And I always say God makes you meet people for a reason. And I swear if I did not meet this woman, I probably wouldn't be here today, because of the help that she's been helping me. And right now she's been my strength besides God. Let me don't leave God out, because she's been telling me God is the one that's helping me. We tend to like really not see, a lot of us these days don't see how much someone could really change you or help you. And it's the littlest thing a lot of people bypass because they focus on a one specific bad thing somebody probably did. And that's not right, because there's a lot of good people out here who would give anything for you. You know, I know Kendra probably has been through that.
Yeah, too many people that, you know, I would have done anything for. You know, sometimes they don't reciprocate, or not even reciprocate, but they don't acknowledge that, you know, you are sticking out there, your neck for them a little bit. And that's hard in breaking up, where you've given so much in a relationship, to have that person walk away from you without even a glance. It can be hard.
It's actually the worst feeling when you invested so much of your heart into someone when you really fell in love with them, for them, not for no material things, not for no money. And you saw something in them so amazing, because you thought they were the most incredible human being. Their soul was just talking to you. And for them not to really pay attention to that kind-hearted person, that loyal, stood right there, helped you, been there, and uplift you to a certain extent, and then to move on and act like you never existed or you was the worst thing on earth, it hurts more than anything in this world, and all you ever wanted was just to be a partner.
Right.
And I think that's just the hardest thing that I'm going through right now, because a lot of you that knows me, I do see a therapist. She's great, because Kendra recommended me to her. And if I didn't go to this lady, I would not be here today. And I will say that, and I don't care who hears it and judges me. I don't care. Because at the end of the day, God judged me, not nobody else, only him. And a lot of people are against therapists, but let me tell you something. When you're going through a breakup, they really help also because they give you insights. So I'm going to share something also that I told Kendra today. That I learned yesterday, when you're in a relationship, always try to have a scale and try to figure out how much do you put, what do you bring to the table, or how much you have already brought to the table could compare to your partner, and see how that scale goes up and down. It's basically like writing your pros and cons on a piece of paper. You know, I have done it, and a lot of times my cons been overweighing the pros a lot, but I've been ignoring it. However, I ignored it because my heart saw something that probably no one else saw in that person and tried to give that person a gift of knowing that if you didn't meet someone, you wouldn't learn something from them. I have learned patience from this person. Well, I'm still learning it, to be honest with you. because I swear, if it wasn't for Kendra and holding my tears in and for her rubbing my, patting my back to tell me I'm going to be okay, I wouldn't be okay. It's hard. It's really hard, especially when you really love that person and that person really didn't see how much you're worth. And that's the part that hurts, I think.
Right. And part of the healing process that, you've got to go through that hurt.
You know, but sometimes we get tired of going through that hurt. How much times you're going to get hurt and be the strong person at the end of the day? Like,
well, okay, you're going to open that door?
No, I'm not, because you're going to get me. And I don't want to cry right now because I'm trying to really hold it in.
You know I love you.
I know you do.
I will respect that.
I just want anyone out there that's going through a breakup to understand, some of us may not have anybody to speak to or console or cry to. But let me let you know something, though. I have been crying for the last about 8 days. And I may post certain things about life, and I want you to understand you're not alone. And when you do feel alone in your room, especially at night when we close our eyes and we start really thinking about the day we've been or the week we've been through and that person that we miss and we just bust out crying and then we just want to give up the next morning because we just don't want to get out of bed, you're not alone. But you have to keep pushing, because I'm going to tell you something. If it wasn't for my son yesterday, I would have gave up. And not just because of some dude. It's just because sometimes we walk around here with a big smile on our face and act like nothing in this world is bothering us. But we're the ones, cheerful as ever and greet you every day, are the ones that have the most problems we go through. And the thing is, we deal with it alone. And that's the time I've noticed that God really listens to you, because at the end of the day, he's the only one that's really there.
Exactly.
I would love to get a hug by a person that I'm crying my heart out and turn around and just to hear the words, "You're going to be okay," from the opposite sex would be awesome. A support system to say, "Hey, you know, I thank you for being there for me. I thank you for changing my life. I thank you for doing so much tremendous things that you didn't even have to do for me. I just want you to let you know, whoever is out there and have done this, don't take it as it was a waste of time. Take it as you help someone. And don't take it as you help someone for the next woman or for the next man. Think of it as you help someone change their life to better themselves. Because at the end of the day, what I've noticed in the last couple of days, and by my inner voice, Kendra Miller, that reward comes back to you in different forms because you did not take that hurt as a vindictive hurt. Because trust me, you know, we all have that vindictive hurt. Ooh, boy. Boy, Kendra knows. Yeah. I was ready to go to jail. I was like, what? No, I'm too hurt. How dare you not love me? Are you serious? Am I this bad of a person? Sometimes we don't have that in a voice like Kendra, but I just want to know, let you know, if you are listening tonight, maybe we can be your inner voice to let you know you're not alone. Breakups are hard, but someone told me today that it's just opening doors for your blessings.
That's exactly right.
And it may not be who you want or your type or whatever, but the main thing we have to remember is God is the only one that's really going to help us through anything.
Right.
And so if I'm sniffing, it's because I'm really trying to hold my tears in because Kendra is on the line. She's my inner voice. Once again, I want to tell you, we have about 13 minutes. So if you want to call in, the number is 563-999-3623. And you could also join us in the chat room. Hi, chat room. Do you have anything you want to say, Kendra? Because I'm really trying to hold back my tears.
One thing I would say is if anybody is out there going through a breakup, you know, and just for anybody going through anything, really, you know, don't beat yourself up until you're really sure that it's your fault.
Mm. Oh. Well, Kendra, that kind of be a little iffy because maybe the person might think that it is your fault, but you might start thinking it's your fault, but it's really not your fault.
Right. Right.
Well,
pros and cons. That's one of the best ways to really see is the pros and cons.
Or, it's another thing that we always, always overlook, and it's all the signs.
Yeah, we always overlook the signs.
We always overlook the signs, and the hardest thing I've been trying to do is not keep in touch with my person. And it's hard when you're in love with them, you know, especially when you really invested so much. And I'm not talking about money here. I'm talking about you have let someone into your heart with your kid. You expected to be building the foundation of the house and trying to build the house up, you know, because a lot of us, and there's some women out here still out here, guys, that really wants a man. You don't have to have money. You don't have to work. Some of us, just to build something together and uplift each other together from the ground up. There's some women out here. I am one because I'm going to speak for myself. I like to work from the ground up with my man. How? Because if I get up here at a certain level in my life and I have everything I need taken care of and I'm holding it down, don't come to me and be like, I'm ready now, or, oh, you got this, you got, no, because I'm not going to trust you even more. Because they always say, when you're broke and you're down and you're really out, and that's the people you know who's going to stick by you when you raise up to the top.
It doesn't always work out that way, but yes, that's most of the time.
Well, I know it doesn't work out that way, Kendra. That's why I say I'm speaking for me, and know that's where I want to be at. But, however, maybe it's not for me anymore.
Yeah.
So I just want everyone to know that, really, seriously, you're not alone out there. That's the real elaboration I want to make, because this is why I do my show. And my show is like a journal. And since I met Kendra, she has been a very good friend. And she's not saying that much tonight, but we are. We're.
This is your show, and you have a specific topic. So, and I'm not real close to the breakup scene, but I can tell you, you know, as I from when I was younger, won't tell you how many years ago, but you know, we've gone through breakups many, many times, and at some point I had to look at myself and say, wait a minute, is it me?
I know that feeling.
And it was a few things that now as I'm older that I realized, yeah, it was me. And those were things that I had to address. And it wasn't something that somebody told me, you know, because guys are not going to tell you all the time about yourself.
Yeah.
Unless they're really good guy friends. And some good guy friends can tell you about yourself and you're okay.
True. But I do want to say something. I know you said it was my show, but I do want to say, guys, she is not going through a breakup, but I think we could learn something that a relationship is a give or take. It's not always a take, take, take. It is... Yeah, it's a work in progress. It's really a work in progress, and it's accepting flaws.
Yeah.
It's accepting the person that you met. It's accepting and loving everything possible about that person. And I tell Kendra, she is blessed to be in a relationship that is going very nice for her. I pray for her to make sure that it continues to be blessed. And I also let her know that I'm going to be living through her. What's the word?
Vicarious.
There we go, because I will mess that word up. And yeah, I'm not going to be one of those friends because I'm single. I'm going to be promoting. No, see, a lot of us tend to don't understand that also. When we break up, just because we're single does not mean we're jumping around here trying to find a guy. Sometimes
right.
Some of us need to find ourselves. And when I say that is, I am finding myself. And I don't want to get a rebound or find someone else to dump all this load onto that person, because it's going to be very hurtful. And a lot of men, let me say this quickly, a lot of men, I've noticed, take a lot of their bad experiences and they dump it on women, even if they just dating them, and judge them really quick off of one thing, and that is not right.
You know what's funny is you say that about men and they say that about women.
And that's why, okay, so I'm going to say both ways. It goes both ways.
It goes both ways.
Because this is the thing why I'm saying it is, I don't see it as that. That's what I was about to say. Finish saying what I was saying is, excuse me, is no matter how much a person hurt me in my past, which I told my last relationship, no matter how much hurt and pain a man put me through, and I have a lot of stuff that I've been through that I could hate a man disgustingly right now. But I didn't. I went into every relationship with my heart open, gave you my all, because I'm not judging you as the last person. Because if I did, I would be single. And we can't do that. I think that's something we all do. men and women, and we judge each other off our past relationship before we even fix, well, not fix, adjust, or what's the word?
Work on.
Yeah, on that specific things that we are learning, and we should learn something from all these relationships, you know? And trust
me,
I'm learning a lot from this one. I dearly love this dude. I will have love for him no matter what. But I will continue fixing, well, I'll say fixing, working on me, because the next man don't deserve that, or the next woman don't deserve that. They don't deserve it. And hey, I did great without crying.
You did.
So, guys, what I want to say is, if you guys want, you could always, Kendra is tagged on my homepage on Facebook. I also have my Instagram. You could always reach out if you need to talk and vent. Everything that you send us will be, what's the word?
Confidential.
Confidential. And that's it. I mean, pretty much that's what we're going to do. So I just want you to know that you could always, if you just want to talk, you just want to let it out, do so, you know? And that's what we're doing.
Yeah. I just want to leave everybody with this. Tomorrow is not promised. But if you wake up tomorrow, you have a chance to do something different in your life to make it better.
Mm. Say that again.
Tomorrow is not promised. But if you wake up and open your eyes tomorrow, you have a chance to do something different and make it better.
I know, guys. I hate her inner voice, too. It always comes when you be like, I give up, and here she comes telling you something really awesome. I do agree on that, and that's exactly what I will do tomorrow. And I hope anyone out there that is listening to the show, I hope we help somewhere, somehow. And no, I didn't come on here to bash my other, because I'm not going to say ex, because I'm still on this hope that I'm trying to get over, of course. Sometimes people just need to show that they do care, or they still appreciate it, or they might not. And if they don't, that's when you have to really let it go. And I'm sorry. It's going to be hard for me. Kendra knows that. But for her, saying what she just said, I have to get up tomorrow and go to work with a smile on my face, no matter I am hurting inside. And
hopefully
I'm not.
Our next show will be Break the Thread.
Oh, yeah. It might, or it might be, hey, mental health, or helping these guys out understand that it's okay to put your pride down and enjoy a person, especially when they really, really love you.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with showing love, guys, and women, because there's some women out there.
I think a mental health show would be nice, just to talk about how important it is to do that for ourselves.
Well, we will do that. So we are out of time. I want to tell you guys thank you for joining us. You guys are welcome to DM us, Facebook us, if you just want to talk. We are not judgmental people. We are just here to help and let you vent. I am. I don't know. I mean, I'm talking for Kendra. And then I hope you guys enjoy the show. I will see you next time. We'll see you next week. Wednesday is when I'll do the next show. So I hope you have a good night, and let's start tomorrow with a new day, as Kendra says. Okay? Y'all have a great night. Bye.